Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week's episode is featuring a upcoming sport we're about to hear a lot more of in the next coming weeks with the Olympics coming up. We're going to be discussing all things hockey. Super pumped?
Yes.
Yeah. Hockey is a one of the more valued sports in our household, I would say. We watch a little bit of hockey.
Yeah.
Not a ton, you know, not as nearly as much as football, but we like to follow some hockey. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, or if you're coming back for your 91st time, we just want to take a moment to quickly review how this trivia podcast works. We've got three rounds of trivia coming at you, five questions each for a total of 15 questions. Each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little tougher. And so this first round, the questions are as easy as they can get. Most people in the car or at home will be able to answer them. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots.
So and now we have a word from our sponsor.
Who's
it's a freaking out reference. Whenever they're about to reveal something big... Oracle of Wi-Fi always goes, and now a word from our sponsor. And then Kenny's always like, Oracle, do you have to do this now?
Nice. All right, here we go. Hockey. Trivia Tots, question one. What is the name of the famous hockey championship trophy?
The Stanley Cup.
Yes, Lord Stanley's Cup is correct. It is over 3 feet tall and it weighs 35 pounds, roughly.
Yeah, I'm heavier than Stanley Cup.
It's a very prestigious award. It's been around for quite a few years now. And have your name on there is a big deal. Question two. What position tries to stop the puck from going into the net?
Goalie
is correct. Goalies can face slap shots that go over like over 100 miles an hour.
Yes.
Like coming at your face. It's pretty scary. Would you be a good goalie, do you think?
No.
No? Why not?
I have a really bad reaction time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I would do a very good job at goalie either.
If it's a small goal, then I could do good.
I was going to say, I'm a big guy, so I could like take up space in the goal, but that's about it. Question three. When the other team loses a player to the penalty box and your team gets to play with more players, what is that time called?
Power play activated.
A power play is correct. Yes, when you get a penalty, you have to sit in the penalty box and your team has to play without you for a little while. And that's like it's a really good time for the team that didn't get a penalty to try to score because they've got an extra skater on the ice.
It's 5-on-4.
Yep. Or even sometimes like 5-on-3.
Yeah.
Question four. An NHL hockey puck is made out of what material?
Rubber.
Rubber is correct. Yeah. Did you know that they freeze the hockey pucks before they play?
No, I didn't, but I know they're always super frosty when they go to the... when they get up on the ice.
Yep. So they freeze them so that they bounce less.
Sure.
On average, an NHL game will use 12 different pucks and they'll rotate them in and out to keep them in the freezer and keep them cold. I had no idea until I read that. And it makes sense. It's also for like player safety or fans and player safety to keep the puck from bouncing around so much.
Yeah, because like some places there is no net to protect the audience.
Sure. Question five. What hockey term means passing the puck to a teammate who scores.
An assisted goal, or just assist.
An assist is correct. Yeah, very good. Yeah, basketball's got them. What other sports have assists? I mean, you can goal? Have a, you can have soccer? Assisted. Yeah, yeah. Soccer has assists. You have assisted tackles where you can like,
yeah.
You don't get the full tackle, but you helped. But yeah, and that's going to do it for the trivia top round of hockey trivia. Emmett's 5 for 5 and doing great. Hopefully you in the car or at home are doing just as well. But now, folks, we're going to turn up the heat. The questions are going to get a little more difficult. Here we go. This round is called...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6 of the Mind Movers. What East Coast NHL hockey team is named after a natural disaster?
The Carolina Hurricanes.
The plural, Carolina Hurricanes, is correct. Yeah, they have a mascot named Stormy. But yeah, they're out of North Carolina. And they're, I don't know, I was like the earthquakes, the tsunamis, I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, the Hurricanes are correct.
I feel like the Hurricanes are more of a Florida thing.
Sure. Well, that whole area. I mean, the Carolinas yeah. get hurricanes too. But yes, Florida, I think, gets hit a little harder. Question 7. What is the penalty for fighting in the NHL?
Roughing.
How many minutes? Do you do in the penalty box? I should ask. That was kind of a weird way to ask that question. Yes. How many minutes is the penalty for fighting in the NHL?
2 minutes.
2 minutes is incorrect.
5 minutes.
It is 5 minutes. Yes.
I don't really care about penalties.
It's a 5 minute. They call it a 5 minute major. Major. Yep. Yep. All the other ones that are like, you know, like slashing or, you know, other things there. Those are 2 minute penalties. But yeah, this is a 5 minute penalty. Question 8. What is it called when a player scores 3 goals in 1 game?
It's called a hat trick.
A hat trick is correct. Yeah.
People who are willing to sacrifice their hat to the ice.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of times if you throw your hat on the ice for a hat trick, you don't get it back. They usually take those. Most of the time, they take them and that's it.
Donate them.
They'll donate them, yeah, or whatever. But yeah, most of the time, you don't get that hat back. But it's a big deal when a player scores a hat trick. 3 goals in 1 game is hard. Question 9. What team's city is known as Hockey Town?
Detroit Red Wings.
Yes, the Detroit Red Wings is correct.
Let's go Red Wings. Let's go Red Wings.
Yeah, that was kind of a planted question because that's our favorite team here yes. at the Dad and Lad House. We follow the Red Wings, as does most of our extended family. They're a lot of fun to watch.
I have a friend in my class, in my homeroom class, who is a Blackhawks fan.
That's unfortunate.
He's a good man. Oh, he's sure. a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Just, you know, cheers for a terrible city. I mean, I'm sorry. Chicago is not a terrible
city. We've said this in multiple episodes.
Chicago, we love you. We hate your sports. Question 10. The movie Miracle follows the story of Coach Herb Brooks as he leads Team USA to a miraculous victory over what country in the 1980 Winter Olympics?
Russia.
Russia? Or the Soviet Union.
Soviet Union.
That which they're one and the same. Is correct. Now, it's kind of crazy. to think like they made a movie out of that game. It was such a lopsided win that they thought that there, or I shouldn't say it was a lopsided win. It was an unexpected win because the Soviets were favored heavily against the United States. But you know that game wasn't for the gold medal.
Oh,
that game was to go to the gold medal round.
And we
won. But then we had eventually go on to beat Finland to win the gold. But no one talks about that game.
Yeah.
Just the fact that we beat the Soviets. So it's just kind of interesting that wasn't actually the gold medal game.
Like they were a super team.
Yeah, basically. They were really good. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett is awesome so far. 9 for 10. And just a small little slip up on that last one. But folks, now the questions are about to get the most difficult. I scoured the internet for the hardest, most difficult, most challenging questions I could find on hockey trivia. So, how many?
Two.
Two. I would like you to double knot your shoes. And I would like you to put on some safety earwear, some headphones, some noise insulating headphones. Because these questions are about to get crazy. All right. Protect yourselves.
Okay.
We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11 of the Brain Busters hockey trivia. What country has won the most Olympic gold medals in men's hockey?
Canada.
Canada. Is correct. Yes, our neighbors to the north have won the most. They have been pretty dominant in the world of hockey.
Yeah, we beef with them Four Nations face-off.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Yeah, I think as of late, the Canadian-U.S. rivalry in hockey has kind of taken a little bit of an upswing. So it's fun to watch. Question 12. In the movie The Mighty Ducks, the team gathered behind the goal and came out skating in what iconic formation to score a big goal?
I don't know.
You don't know. Have you seen Mighty Ducks?
I've seen it once.
Seen it once.
I did not pay attention at all.
Well, those of us that have seen the Mighty Ducks will remember when they all gather behind the goal and they come out in the flying V and they move the puck up and it eventually moves the puck back and they break the V and then opens up for a shot and he scores. But yeah, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the Mighty Ducks.
I was going to say, is that one play from Little Giants?
The annexation of Puerto Rico?
Yeah, the annexation of Puerto Rico. About to say that, but I didn't remember the name.
But yes, and it's funny because in the second movie of the Mighty Ducks, they try to do the flying V and the guys from Iceland just pound them and like just break it all up. It was pretty great. It's actually not a very good formation in real hockey, by the way. Question 13. Which NHL team holds the record for the most Stanley Cups won?
Florida Panthers.
The Florida Panthers is incorrect. This is a much older team. The Montreal Canadiens.
Oh.
They've won 23 Stanley Cups.
Wow.
That's pretty wild. That's a lot of championships.
What about, I'm sorry, I'm switching over to baseball, but didn't the Yankees win like 25 World Series?
I have no idea. You're putting me on the spot with baseball trivia that I don't know. I wouldn't doubt it. But both sports have been played for a really long time and have had original teams that have done really well. So yeah, doesn't surprise me that the Canadians were that good, but 23 Stanley Cups is a lot. That's awesome. Question 14. Which player currently holds the record for most goals in their NHL career?
The Great Eight, Alex Ovechkin.
Yes, Alex Ovechkin is correct. Now, that happened recently, right?
Yes, like last year.
Yep. April of 2025 was the day or the time when he broke the record, held by
Wayne Gretzky.
Yes, the great one. Wayne Gretzky was the one who held that record for decades, decades and decades that stood. But Ovechkin is a fantastic hockey player. You hear that? Fantastic.
I'm going to have to tell the mom at dinner. She'll be outraged.
But yes, the record was 894 goals. He beat that in April of 2025, and he's since then, he's well over 900 at this point. So yeah, pushing that even further. And finally, question number 15. In the movie Happy Gilmore, the main character wears a hockey jersey from what NHL team?
This is an easy one. The Boston Bruins.
It's an easy one. No, this is a brain buster. I guess if you've seen Happy Gilmore, it's probably pretty easy. But yes, the Boston Bruins is correct. Happy Gilmore came out with another Happy Gilmore recently, not too long ago. That was pretty awful. But the first one was really great and definitely features a hockey player. For those of you that are too young to watch Happy Gilmore, the movie is about a hockey player who needs to make some money and finds out he's really good at golf and uses hockey skills in golf. And it's pretty interesting. So,
yeah, but not to be rude to Boston fans. You guys are all awesome. But I feel like they've kind of declined in goodness of a team.
Well, I'm not going to lie. There was a time where Boston won everything. I mean, they had to decline because the Celtics won the NBA championship.
Yes.
The Patriots won the NFL championship numerous times. They've kept the Bruins were winning. Everybody in Boston was good, and it was getting sickening. So they can't keep it up forever. Yeah. So yes, we love our Boston fans. And those of you that listen in Boston, hopefully you take pride in your sports because they're good. They're good. And they're going to the Super Bowl again this year.
Go Seahawks.
Yeah. But we do cheer for our NFC team. So yeah. All right, folks. And that's going to do it for hockey trivia. Hopefully you picked up a thing or two about hockey along the way. I know I did when I was researching these questions. Lad, did you learn anything tonight?
Learned that hockey pucks are frozen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our other episodes, please give us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on and make sure to leave a comment with something. Give us a message. Give us maybe your favorite part from the episode, or if you have a request for a next episode, all of those reviews and comments help us to find other trivia loving families just like you. Also, if you want to follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, you can find us at Dad Lad Trivia. Send us a message there as well. We'd love to interact with our fans. Again, give us some ideas for some themes. We love to hear from them or hear from you about those. All right. Final thoughts on hockey trivia, Lad?
Let's go Red Wings. We love octopus.
It's true. Yeah, if you're not a Red Wings fan, they throw octopi out onto the ice at random times in big games.
For some reason.
It's pretty awesome. Somebody has to like smuggle it in and they like tape it to their belly to get it past security.
And they rip it off. And then, there you go. Have a nice life.
It's very admirable, but yeah. All right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in this week and every week. We would not do this without our tremendous fan support. So thank you so much, and we'll see you at the next one. See you later.
Alligators. Dylan Larkin goes up to the goalie, shoots, and scores. Yeah. Boom.
Woo!